This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Garrett hanging out with us as well. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And we are excited for Sunday.
Yeah.
There's so much football happening before we get to Sunday, before the Falcons take on the Bucks, which we'll talk about in a moment. But I've been meaning to give this shout out all week because high school football is going on tonight. And I gotta tell you guys, my nephew got special teams player of the week at West Jackson County High School.
Wow.
I'm so excited
for
him.
That's awesome.
Big dog.
Yeah, congratulations, Owen. Very proud of you.
Yeah,
sophomore on varsity. I mean, huge deal.
Check him out and getting a special teams player of the week as a sophomore on varsity. That means he's doing it the right way.
Yeah, that's right.
That means he's doing it the right way.
You said West Jackson.
Yes, West Jackson.
Is their rival East Jackson?
You know, you'd have to ask Owen that.
I only am asking because my high school gym teacher who is on Twitter and
still alive?
Yeah. Okay. He was young. He played college football. I had him like right out of like when he was my teacher, he was right out of like college.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And he grew up in the same town as me. He is the head football coach at East Jackson.
Ah.
And so like I see his Twitter stuff and I remember you talking about Owen.
Yeah.
And I was like, I wonder if he's Owen's coach. And then you just said West Jackson. So
West Jackson.
That's really cool.
Well, tell your buddy to watch out for Owen. He's on a hot streak right now. I mean, sophomore playing on varsity, got special teams player of the week, and he just got his driver's license.
Oh,
so, like, is there a better time in life?
So did he just turn 16?
Yeah.
I'm curious because, like, a lot of – I met kids all the time when I was coaching high school ball that were like, they turned 16 and it just wasn't a thing. They weren't really worried about it. They were like, I don't really.
And neither one of my my oldest niece wasn't really worried about driving, and my young the middle one was a little more about it, only because the older one, you know, it was like that competition.
Why
thing.
Is that? Is it because of
Uber, Lyft?
You think so?
You can get around now.
I always think it's because of like you can socialize a lot easier on
yes.
your phones.
Well, yes, too.
And like I wanted my driver's license to go see my friends like immediately.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I think you're on to something. I think it's the social media aspect of the world because they're connected already and we saw it as freedom. Like freedom to get away from your parents, get out of your house. Like you know, not just sit in there and be bored or play outside or do the like, and I think they think they already have that, which is it is different.
It's crazy.
It's very different.
It's not a sense of urgency
though. I'd rather have it our way.
Well, if you have some high school football shout outs to give today at 929 Morning Shift, send them there on Twitter. We would love to shout them out during the wake up call today at 8 a.m.
Love it.
Now let's move on to Sunday's game. Falcons taking on the Bucks. Now, Vita Vea did not practice for the Bucks for the second straight day.
Let's go.
What kind of advantage does that give the Falcons if he's not out there on Sunday?
You know what's crazy is I think all the talk about the right tackle spot has kind of moved us away from talking about Ryan Neuzel. all the questions about Caleb McGarry getting injured and Storm Norton being on IR and, you know, Elijah Wilkinson, it's like that has shifted our focus to right tackle spot, and we forget that Ryan Neuzel is a week one starter for the first time in his career going up against a pretty good nose guard. Pretty good.
Well, I think that we would talk about it more if he hadn't started eight of the nine of the 17 games last year, including both against Tampa Bay, which Vita Vea was a part of those games. So, so personally, I think that's part of that reasoning. Most people feel like Ryan Neuzel was a part-time starter last year because of how many games he started.
Yeah, and absolutely.
So I just don't think people don't put any into it because they've seen him do it in games that the team won and in games where the team performed offensively well. That's why I think that the focus – I don't know if the focus would have been there to begin with for the fans and a lot of people in the media, because they just kind of see it as, well, he's been there, done that.
Yeah. Well,
they don't give Elijah Wilkinson the credit that he's been there, done it too, because sure. Elijah Wilkinson this is going to be his 19th start at right tackle in the NFL. Now he hasn't done it in a few years, right?
Yeah.
And he's never done it for this team.
Yeah.
But he has. That's the thing that gets lost is people think he's going to be on skates and he doesn't, which he could be still. But based on just the fact of inexperience, he's not an inexperienced guy. I mean, that's a whole season of starting.
He's got such good feet, or at least he did at the, you know, watching his preseason film, playing left guard, left tackle, obviously. I said this early in the week, and I meant it. Knowing what I know now about Caleb McGarry facing off against T.J. Watt in last year's week one, I feel better about having Elijah Wilkinson at right tackle this week than I did after last year's week one.
Even though Hassan Reddick is the other guy, the guy across.
That's my point. That's kind of my point.
Why?
Caleb McGarry got abused against T.J. Watt last year. And we didn't do anything to help him. We tried. We tried. But it was so unimpressive what the game plan was with using Kyle Pitts to chip on T.J. Watt. Let's see what Elijah Wilkinson can do in pass protection. He's not nearly what Caleb is in the run game, but let's see what he can do in pass pro.
One thing to note, though, about Hassan Reddick, he also did not practice for personal reasons for two consecutive days.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Personal reasons is interesting, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to speculate. You never know what's going on with that. But I would assume he's going to be part of this game. I would assume.
Yeah.
I guess
but we don't
know. But, I mean, either way, I mean, you talk about going down the list of you know, Yaya Diaby and whoever else is on that defense that, you know, that Kalijah Kansi and other guys like that, they can rush the passer. Chris Braswell, the second-year player. They've got some good players that will be going up against Elijah Wilkinson there at right tackle. And Elijah, and here's the thing, and I've said this, he's got the feet to compete with anybody at this spot. He's got really good feet. That's the reason he's 30 years old and still playing in the NFL. He needs some more work as far as his hands, and I'm sure he's been working on that for the last few weeks, or, you know, all of training camp, really. But the hands are more of a timing deal at the tackle spot than they are at guard. Guard, it happens now. I'm just, ball snapped, I get my hands up, right? I get my hands up, punch. Pow, ball snap, sit hut, punching. At tackle, it's way more of like a third step timing kind of thing, and it's such a moving target. You get bull rush so much more at the guard spot than you do at the edge spot, that's going to be the thing. It's kind of like a boxing match. Can I time it up to where he's bobbing his head and I can actually get, you know, land a blow? That's what he's going to be tasked with. But as far as his feet go, he's going to be fine. He's going to be just fine as far as his feet go.
So at the guard position, it's almost like you hit each other at the same time as far as your hands, right?
Right.
And with a tackle, because you explode out to your right or left and also retreat at the same time, you kind of go laterally, I guess, more than anything. You're kind of and because there's a natural separation between the edge rusher,
yep.
You're trying to, and that's why arm length is always talked about, because you're trying to keep your distance and punch him. And when I say punch, it is literally a body punch,
two-handed chest
but
pass.
That's to throw him off the edge rusher, his timing off.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's just to keep your distance so that, you know, if your hands are on the guy, that's how you can run and pass the quarterback. If he gets into your chest, all of a sudden you can't run a pass the quarterback,
you
can't
sell
a bull rush, you can't do any of that stuff. So it's about timing for the hands. And all, you know the old saying, probably Garrett might be too young, you know, the old saying when you used to have, you know, two people in each other's face when you're in school, and they're like, nothing between us but air and opportunity. that's how it is. Like when you're at guard, there's really not that much air and opportunity. And when you're at tackle, there's a lot more air and a lot more opportunity to miss, man. Those guys are a little bit more athletic. They're putting moves on you, the spin moves and everything. You just don't see it on the interior as much. So that's going to be, like I said, just if you're watching it, think of it as a first step punch for a guard and a third step punch for a tackle. I mean, it's just a little bit more difficult to land those things. So that's why when you see tackles move inside, that's a lot of times what it is. It's like, can your punch be better on the interior? Yes. And you have to work on those things out wide. But I have faith just seeing his footwork from the preseason that he's going to be just fine over there.
How much does this strategy have to change? Like, Raheem is taking into account all the injuries on the Bucs side and within our team as well. How much does the strategy change, or does the player have to change for what they've already got planned?
It's a really good question. I don't know that, like, okay, Darnell Mooney is not a part of this game plan. I don't know how much you change. You just put Casey Washington in there and you do the things that Casey Washington does well. You add that on to the fact that, you know, Caleb McGarry's not playing, and then it's a little bit more unique because you don't want to put Elijah Wilkinson in a situation where he can't succeed, right? You don't, if you know that there's something about his game that he doesn't do well. Maybe it's a double team on a gap scheme play. I don't know. Climbing to the second level on the backside of outside zone. I don't, whatever it is, you want to make sure that you are helping him, and that's the thing about Zach Robinson's game plan. That's why I said what I said about Caleb McGarry last year. You knew all offseason that you were going to have McGarry against T.J. Watt, and your game plan in week one stunk. It was awful. So that's one of the things that I think he will tinker and do whatever is necessary to make sure that doesn't happen again. And you know, like I said, Elijah Wilkins. But I don't know, like, as far as the Darnell Mooney one, I don't know that a ton changes.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's getting, what, 5-6 catches a game? And
you're going to run your offense.
Right.
You're going to run your offense. You're just going to find the player that suits what he does in your offense, what fits that person the best, and that's who you'll fill in. I would tell you when it goes from and Mike, obviously you want to hear what you got, but when you go to attacking Tampa on both sides of the ball, you know, if I know that, you know, maybe Vita Vea it doesn't play because he didn't practice the last 2 days. I think he'll play, but he didn't practice the last 2 days. Then maybe your interior run game will be a little bit more heavy, right? Maybe you'll try to attack that interior to see if you have anything there. If there's a situation where Tristan Wirfs doesn't play, which he didn't practice either, then I would do some scouting on what Charlie Heck is, the guy that's going to fill in for him, and I would put my edge rusher, oppo him, that is his biggest kryptonite. And then attack that way. But I think you do that anyways.
Yeah, I think that's just part of normal strategizing and things like that. I think that when you talk about attacking offensive fronts, you always try to find the new guy. It's not a simple ability thing. It's not like, you go, oh, this guy's worse than the other one. How many times has Elijah Wilkinson, Chris Lindstrom, Caleb McGarry, whoever it is, talked about communication up front? It's about, you know, recognizing blitzes and passing off stunts and things like that. And that's why I think with Darnell Mooney, it's like, you know what I mean? He's basically alone out there running his route, so it's not as much of an in-play communication deal. So, Yeah, I think you know, you obviously identify the weak spots and places you think you can attack, and if those guys step up to the plate, then that's how you win the football game.
Well, hey, and if you want a brand new TV to watch Sunday's game, I've got a hot tip for you. This tomorrow, actually, from noon until 2, I'm going to be out at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs as we get ready for Sunday's big game. And one lucky fan will be walking away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's a 50-inch 4K smart TV with rolling stand and other prizes as well. And another winner will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. That is tomorrow from noon until 2 at Calavan Kia in Lithia Springs with me. And coming up, someone is retiring 1 week into their tenure with the Raiders. We'll cover that next in the Huddle on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.